gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow. Welcome back to Hold My Bet podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. And here with me today, as always, DTF. Dylan Fields, how's it going?
It's going well. I'm just remote right now. I'm not in my normal recording zone. I'm on the road, but I'm not driving. My dog is driving, and Gabby's in the back seat.
Oh, my.
And we're on our way to Chicago.
Oh, nice. That's fun.
Yeah, we taught Roxanne how to drive.
Oh. Did you guys get her little extensions to, you know, push on the gas and brake?
Yeah. You ever seen a short person drive? I'm sure Caitlin Rosa has to use those stepping stools and like a broom.
Oh, my.
But it's going. We are halfway through the Masters. Day one was a success. Day two stopped midway through. So I guess we're not actually halfway through. But we will resume tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. on Saturday. But we can get into that. Brandon, what's been going on with you?
Not a whole lot. I've been trying to keep up a little bit with the Masters. Never been huge into watching golf. I love playing golf, but I've never been huge into watching it. But this Masters, I mean, I've been, you know, pretty interested in it, trying to, you know, learn who's the top dogs, who's not.
Yeah. It's definitely a good year to get into it, being that this is the first official year that the LIV golfers have been away from PGA Tour. It's their second season, but the first official year of, like, trying to decide, well, are we going to invite the LIV golfers back this year? And they certainly did. There's been, you know, Phil Mickelson, he's a past Masters champ, and he's always going to be invited as per rule. And what's crazy right now is the leader of the Masters is Brooks Koepka at minus 12, or 12 under. He's a LIV golfer, and he actually just won the last LIV tournament, so he's on a hot streak right now. But it would be a big smack in the face to the PGA Tour if a LIV golfer was to win this prestigious award, and being that it would be Brooks Koepka's first Masters. But there's great competition going all around. Yeah, I have a lot of faith that it'll be either him or John Rahm pulling out.
Yeah, didn't John Rahm start off rough?
Yeah, he did start his first round with a double bogey on hole one, and then he shot 9 under from there and ended up getting under 7 to end his first round. And he's currently sitting at 9 under, but that's only through 9 holes of the second round. They did have to cut it short because of a weather delay. 3 trees went down today during the match play, and they had to postpone until tomorrow because of it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So the grounds crew have their hands full currently.
Yeah. Imagine having to work on that grounds crew.
I can't imagine. I can't even imagine working on a normal golf course, let alone one that's as important to the PGA as the Masters of Augusta.
Oh yeah. But was there anything else you wanted to say about the Masters?
Yeah, I mean, I placed a couple bets, small ones, just some fun ones. We did have some outright bets for Max Homa to win, which he's not looking too great right now. I had a small one on Rory, but Rory is not going to make the cut. So two bad ones right there. I did pick a LIV golfer, Cameron Smith, the Australian who came in second place last year to Scottie Scheffler. I steered away from picking Scheffler to win because I don't think it's likely that somebody can win 2 times in a row, back to back. He is the favorite. I don't know if he's still a favorite right now. He's not doing as great as people would have thought. He is sitting currently, and he's getting kind of deep. He's tied at 29th right now. There is a newcomer, a first-timer who's an amateur, Sam Bennett. I think he's younger than us. but he's currently sitting at third with 8 under, and he has a shot to win his first Masters, which would be crazy. It would set him up for a great career. Lastly, let's see what else. I did one boost on FanDuel. It was like one of their profit boosts. It was like a 50% boost, and I did for one of the three to win, and it was Justin Thomas, Max Homa, or John Rahm to win. So I'm sitting pretty with that right now, assuming that John Rahm wins. So
yeah. So is that who you ultimately want to win, is John Rahm?
For gambling purposes, yeah, John Rahm. I'd like for him to win, but I always love a good underdog story, and I think Brooks Koepka is the true underdog right now, being that he left the PGA to just live, did his own thing, made a big bag, and now he's coming back to claim his throne. So really it's Brooks, or I love Max Homa for him to have a comeback story. He had a hot start this year, winning two majors or two tournaments, but then he's been kind of cold lately. But he is like the fifth best golfer in the world right now. And obviously it'd be cool to see Scheffler win two times in a row, being that he is the like number one golfer right now. Him and Rahm are back and back, or neck and neck. So let's just say John Rahm. I like John Rahm a lot.
All right. I can get behind that. Speaking about things that happened today, I know it's a little out of order from our storyboard here, but did you get to see Travis Kelce's first pitch at the Guardians game today?
I didn't see it, but I heard it was atrocious. I heard he threw it right in the ground.
Oh, dude, watch the video. Look up the video right now. I want your live reaction of this.
All right, let me find it.
Dude, it was atrocious. It was atrocious.
I did hear about it. Oh, here it is. Wow, it's the first thing that pops up. All right, hold on. What is he running home for?
Because that came – think about that. That came flying at Bieber still.
Yeah, that's great. That's can't be as bad as Megan Thee Stallion in Houston last week. She was looking at the outfield asking where she throws it to.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. I don't know. That actually might be almost as bad because he's an athlete.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not a baseball player. I was just telling Gabby, I said, you know what? Some can throw, some can catch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Did you see Stetson Bennett's first pitch today at all?
No, I did not.
He had to have thrown his first pitch in like the high 80s.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy. But yeah, he threw the first pitch for the debatable. I couldn't really tell from the angle.
No.
I mean, it didn't look bad. It crossed the plate, but it was just a matter of if it hit the edge or not.
Right. Was that down for the Braves game or?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they had him throw the first pitch, which I was surprised, especially after all his charges and everything. But I guess they decided Stetson Bennett, Jalen Carter. Which one's the better case?
Lesser of two evils. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll take the intoxicated man.
It's crazy though. Jalen Carter said, or it's said that he's falling off a lot of teams' draft boards.
Yeah, completely. He's probably the most talented player in the draft, too. One of them, if not.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be funny when he lands on a team like the Eagles or the Bears and gets on a good rookie deal and on a good team. So we'll see what happens with him.
Well, I hope he goes to the Lions for our bet purposes.
Yeah.
I doubt they get it. But we do.
Couple bets that are open right now.
Oh yeah.
What'd you think of Cam Newton saying that he wanted to back up to Deshaun Watson?
I think he just needs to hang him up or go play in Canada.
I think it's funny that he says there's no 32 players better than him at that position, and then he immediately comes out with a list of like 15 quarterbacks he would be willing to back up. Because he knows he's not going to get a starting job anywhere.
He's just a diva.
But it's weird because even for him to put out that list, he had like Sam Howell on there, which I think he could start over Sam Howell in some ways, but I think he just picked his 15 teams he wanted to play on rather than the 15 quarterbacks he wanted to back up, unless he picked a couple that he knew he'd get a cushiony backup job, and then he picked a couple that he knew that he could beat out for the starting job.
Yeah, that is true.
But that's just me.
Yeah, I don't think I want him in Cleveland.
No, I'm cool with Josh Dobbs. I think he was a great backup for us in the preseason, and I liked what he was doing down in Tennessee for the few games that he started down there. I mean, he's not a starter by any means, but he's a great guy to have in a locker room. He's very smart. He's actually an aerospace engineer,
He is.
much like Dustin. Very smart like Dustin. But Josh Dobbs is a good guy to have in the locker room, and I hope that we keep him for more than just this season. Some people think that we could draft Dorian Finney from UCLA. Is that what I'm thinking of?
DTR, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had him on a visit.
Is it Dorian Finney? What's his real name?
I don't think it's Dorian Finney. I think you're talking about
Am
the
I
dude that
thinking of a
plays in the
basketball player?
NBA. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
DTR.
Okay.
Dylan Thomas
But
Reields. No, that's not his name.
that
I actually don't know his
be
real name other
something.
than DTR. That's what I've always called him.
He's got a cannon though.
Oh, yeah, no, he's got an arm. He's pretty solid, I'm not gonna lie. I'd love if we got him, even though we have Deshaun. You know, it's just cool to have someone that's like a. I
Yeah.
mean, you could even throw him in a couple snaps, and you know, he'd make the preseason fun.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Josh Dobbs made the preseason fun last year against the Bears. He had a nice long run where they pulled his undershirt, and it was like a shoestring pulling on it. But we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to training camp this year. We get to all go together this year. Hopefully, it's not when I'm on vacation again.
Yeah, that would suck.
But they can get up to four tickets for every day. So it's like, just as long as I'm not on vacation, I'll get as many as we can and we can go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we have to go together this year. It was fun last year when I went.
You guys got a lot of autographs.
Yeah, got Denzel Ward, JOK, and Greg Newsom.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I was pretty
I was
happy
just
about that.
telling Gabby with the draft. With the draft coming up, Travis Kelce's doing Kelce Bowl or Kelce Jam, and MGK is going to be the headliner for his first ever fest. It's going to be right outside Kansas City.
Yeah, that's gonna be sick.
Would have been cool if MGK did something like that here, even though he did perform at the draft, but had something at like Forward or anywhere down there in Cleveland.
Yeah, you know it would be really cool though if
What's
Travis
that?
Kelce came to the Browns.
Yes, I would love if Travis Kelce retired with the Browns.
That'd be awesome. It'll never happen, but
Nah, but he said before that he wishes, I'm sorry, he wished when he was in college that he would get drafted by the Browns, but so did Jason. And then they always tease each other about it, saying like we need to team up on the Browns before we retire, but they're not going to give it up what they got going right now for them with the Eagles and the Chiefs.
oh, absolutely not.
Jason's probably got one more year in him anyways.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's what, like 37? Turning 37 this year? Or
He's
this
up
next
there.
season? Yeah, he's
He's up
definitely
there.
up there. But yeah, no, that would be something else. Have both the Kelces.
Yeah.
But did you get to watch the NCAA championship for the men's basketball?
Did a little bit, but it was not the best game I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, it got pretty sad the last couple rounds. I basically turned off the TV before the first half was even done. And you
Yeah.
could just tell who was gonna win.
Yeah, I mean, it was just UConn's tournament. They had a great run. This is one of those dominant performances. They beat every team going into the final or the championship more than double digits. I don't remember what the final score of this game was, if they won by double digits or not, but they
Oh
just
yeah, they won
outright.
by like 19.
That's what, okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, so they just outright dominated this entire tournament. It was just theirs to win.
So yeah, that was UConn's fifth championship in school history, third in the last 12 years.
Yeah,
And
elite.
then I know you listen to Bussin' with the Boys. Did you
I
hear
do
Will
listen.
Compton's comment on March Madness?
Yeah, and I agree with him to a certain extent where March Madness is more fun the first day or two rather than watching the whole tournament, unless you've got a great team that's got, like a Kentucky or a Duke, who's got the blue blood in them, a Kansas, who's got a bunch of draft hopefuls. But when you're just watching a team like San Diego State play against UConn and it's a five versus a four or whatever it was, I mean, it's not as fun. But day one and two, even week one and two, all the possible upsets from a 1 to 16, as we saw this year with Purdue, down to a Cinderella story like a 15 or 14 seed who goes even just two rounds like Princeton this year. That's where it's more fun, but it just gets a little boring at the very end, unless you have two dominant forces like LSU and Iowa from the women's side of the bracket. I mean, that was, I think I'd like to see the stats on, who had more viewership between the men's and the women's tournaments, because I think the women's might have had more just because of Caitlin Clark alone being in the Steph Curry of women's basketball right now on the
Yeah,
college
women. The
level.
women's game had, I think, over 9 million viewers.
Yeah. And the greatest part about it all is both Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark are, I think, sophomores or juniors. So they're both coming back next year to play. So we could see another rivalry forming in the tournament next year if it, they come across each other. And on top of that, it's going to give people something to be excited for. As you don't see a lot of people excited for women's basketball. This is hopefully lighting a fire under people's asses to watch a little more.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think they're two of the best things that could happen to women's basketball and women's sports in general.
Hey, you've got people like Dave Portnoy and other people high up there talking about classless and this is a dumb move, and all they keep doing is just feeding into the game. They're literally just, the more you talk about it, the more important it becomes in not only sports but just the game itself. So it's going to create something that's going to be more important than what it was. So you'll see next year more people tuning in to Iowa games and the LSU games and then the tournament itself, just to see if these two teams can meet up again and possibly set a rivalry for history.
Oh, absolutely. I'm excited for it, actually.
Me too.
You know, I've actually watched a little bit of some of the Iowa games from this tournament, and I only watched it because I knew she was a special talent. Dude,
Oh yeah.
she's like really, really good.
Yeah.
Like I've never seen a girl play that good.
No.
No, like she has a chance to be the greatest of all time for women's basketball.
That'd be
Will she
insane.
though? Will she though?
Oh, I don't know.
But since we're talking about Bussin' with the Boys, you had mentioned to me about Brian Hartline being on Bussin' with the Boys.
Yeah. He
Yeah.
was t talking about his top receivers at Ohio State, and I was not shocked, but a little thrown off by his top two receivers with Jaxon Smith-Njigba and Marvin Harrison. Well, Marvin Harrison first, then Jaxon Smith-Njigba being at the top of his list ever over Olave, over Garrett Wilson, past receivers.
McLaurin.
McLaurin,
Didn't even
scary
mention
Terry.
Michael Thomas.
I know, Slink God.
Yeah.
I think, his one of his points was that Marvin Harrison Jr. is the most draft ready, most NFL ready, body type wise, speed wise, everything, his game. Do you agree that he's probably the number one receiver to come out of Ohio State?
So I actually made a list. I don't know if you did or not. So I'm gonna go ahead and go through my list. I actually left him off,
Wow.
but I only put in people that have entered the league.
Okay.
He would absolutely be on this list if it weren't for that. Number one, I put Chris Carter. But I'm talking about just Ohio State receivers
In
in
general.
general. Yeah. All right. Was your list on just who he coached? Because I can adjust this.
Well, I guess you could do ever. I mean, mine's gonna be more recently biased just because I like the talent of the more recent receivers. But like I do have Tedyon Jr. on my list, so
Yeah, I
take
do too.
take it with what you may.
Yeah. So my list right now. I have Chris Carter, Terry McLaurin. I'm half debating on changing this one out. I had Jaxon Smith-Njigba at number three, Ted Ginn Jr., and then I put Garrett Wilson slash Chris Olave. But Marvin Harrison, if he was entering the draft right now, I would debate number one.
Yeah.
If he was just going in with his slate right now. He would at least be in the top three, but I would make a case that he was number one. But Smith and Jigba has a case for number one as well, if you really think about it. If it weren't for last year and him not playing a ton, like he probably would be up there. Like he
Yeah,
played
100%.
phenomenal that year prior with Olave and Wilson.
No, I agree.
But what was your list?
So my top five, number five coming in at Ted Ginn Jr. And like I said, this is more recency bias, but Ted Ginn with his, iconic kick return touchdowns, he was a threat on the outside, always a great player to have, and I enjoyed him in the NFL. I did have Michael Thomas at four. I have Chris, no, I'm sorry. I have Jaxon Smith-Njigba at three, Chris Olave slash Garrett Wilson at two, and then I have Marvin Harrison Jr. at one.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
And
I can get behind that.
I think that we just have seen more of Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave to put them over Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I mean, he did have a breakout first couple seasons or first season with Ohio State, but I don't think we've seen enough for him to really show out. But I'd love for him to prove me wrong and be at the top of the list this season in the NFL.
Yeah, I think he's gonna have a breakout year this year in the
The
NFL.
only th the only thing I worry about is him drafting to a team like the Packers, who will have Jordan Love as his quarterback, and he's going to be playing probably wide receiver two behind Christian Watson. I
Oh,
don't
I think
know
he
if that's
takes that number one spot. I think he's way better than Christian Watson.
well, and I agree with that, but he's fighting him for that spot
Oh yeah.
with a backup quarterback as your starter. So I'd like to see him go earlier than 15. It would even be crazier if he went 14 to the Jets and
Oh, that
was
would be nuts.
opposite to Garrett Wilson, especially after they just traded Elijah Moore to the Browns. So if they were going to go for a wide receiver to give Aaron Rodgers some more talent, why not go for Jaxon Smith-Njigba at 14? I think that'd be great.
Yeah, only thing that I think is going to hold them back on that is they just gave Adam Lazard. Or Alan Lazard, not
True. Yeah,
Adam.
Alan Lazard. Yeah.
They
Big,
gave him
big,
a
big
hefty
buddy.
contract.
Yeah. So maybe not them, but ultimately, I want him to go somewhere where he can thrive. I mean, Chris Olave was thriving with just having the Red Rocket as his quarterback, and then Garrett
Oh, Red
Wilson
Rocket.
with Zach Wilson, Mike White, Joe Flacco last year. So it's the problem with being a great receiver in the draft is more higher potential of going somewhere with a shittier quarterback. But hey, he's gonna go somewhere and he's gonna thrive. People are comparing him to Justin Jefferson right now, so he's got the the build of a superstar,
Oh
offensive
yeah.
player of the year.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So some less serious things we have to start closing down on the show. Did you see about Reggie Bullock's island?
Yeah, what's up with that? How do you have an
I thought
opinion to
that
buy
was
an
so
island?
funny. I just thought that was so funny and so random. Reggie Bullock.
Yeah.
I think he plays for the I don't even know who he
Mavericks?
plays for now.
Mavericks, I think.
I don't think he still does. I
I
don't
don't
even know
know
who
either.
Reggie Bullock still plays for. I know he has a strap, but
Sounds like a Knicks
yeah,
or
Dallas Mavericks still. You're right.
yeah.
I
Yeah, so
wasn't sure if he even still played for him.
he buys this private island for friends and family to tourist to. But that's just, how much money is it to really be able to buy an island? That's cool.
Yeah, he has to have some crazy investments that he was able to, purchase that through. But yeah, he bought an island in Belize to build a resort called Bullock Island. That's pretty cool. I kid you not, that's probably one of the most badass things I've ever heard an athlete do.
Yeah.
I just buy an island and say, this is Bullock Island.
Yeah.
Another crazy thing that happened, I saw this yesterday, it was reported. Lauri Markkanen is going to be doing military service in the off
Yeah.
season.
All Finnish men have to report for army or military duty before they're 30 years old. And I guess he's doing it this summer. So I wonder how long you have to actually do it. If it's like a year, 3 months, because I mean, a summer's length is only 3 months or so. So is he only doing it during the off season, or does he have to like miss a whole season of basketball right after he was a first time
All-star.
starting all-star?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And what happens if he dies overseas for the Finland military?
Yeah, that is true.
Would that be a big what if? Could he
Oh, that'd be a
have,
huge what if.
right at the rise of his career?
Yeah, I mean, I give him credit. I just thought that was crazy. I didn't even think about that. It just blew my mind when I saw Markkanen doing military service during off season. And I was just like, what? Yeah, that's
Speaking of
absolutely crazy.
basketball, what did you think of Air?
Oh, I absolutely loved it. Me and Caitlin went and watched it last night. Well,
So it's
I
worth seeing
watched
in
it and
theaters?
Caitlin fell asleep. Oh,
Oh,
absolutely. It's one of the best
okay.
movies of 2023.
Good. The cast looks great.
It's so good. It's one of those movies. I can't think of the last time I went and watched a movie and said, I cannot wait to buy this on DVD. I want this movie to be able to watch it anytime I want.
Wow.
It's as good as Moneyball.
Oh, and I love Moneyball. So
I know you do.
okay.
It is as good as Moneyball.
I can't wait to see it. I think I saw Moneyball twice in theaters.
I did too. I love that movie. Shoot, I want to watch it again tonight. But getting out, oh yeah. Anyways, 10 out of 10 on Air. Loved it.
Good.
Absolutely phenomenal. But let's get back to some, let's do a little bit of baseball here. So I saw the other day that the Cubs now have 26 ounce beers that they call a beer bat, which I saw the Guardians actually did it as well, which I was very happy. I saw they did that today. Do you think
Yes.
every team's gonna end up doing this?
Yep. I saw this during spring training and I said it's only a matter of time until everybody catches on that this is like a big thing. And I'm glad to see that the Guardians hop on the train. Gabby did say though that they've had these like blue like slushies at the Cubs for a while now. I'm not sure. Were they in their long tubes? Gabby? No? Okay, so the two or the bats are new, so smart marketing, smart marketing. They obviously started a trend and everybody's now following along. The Guardians does look a little different. It doesn't look like it's as full as the other one that I saw in pictures. But
It kind of looks
definitely
like a candy
excited.
cane.
Yeah, a little bit. definitely excited to see people walk around with those games.
Oh yeah, I can't wait to buy my first one. I'm going. I didn't get to go today, unfortunately, even though they lost.
Yeah.
But I am going on Tuesday, so
awesome. Is
I'll be
that
looking forward to
against the
that.
Yankees?
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, that's the only time the Yankees will be here this year.
Yeah. I'm excited to get them out of town.
Yeah, we play six straight days in a row. Take a day off, and then we head to, I think, Washington, D.C. For Friday for the weekend. So the boys are going to be tired.
Oh, yeah.
Really got to get our pitching together, though. I mean, you know, our bats are flying. Miles Straw's on an 8 or 9 game hitting streak. He's finally doing something for us, but it's just, you know, our pitching cannot stop giving up runs. And, you know, Tristan McKenzie being out still, who knows when he's coming back. It's just, you can't rely on 2 or 3 starters to do everything.
Yeah. I would like to see him add one more starter.
Yeah.
Apparently one of our prospects is going to be pretty good in coming up fairly soon, a lot sooner than planned, at least.
Well, that'd be nice.
Yeah. I forget what his name was. Gale something, I feel like it was. But anyways, well, Dylan, there's one last thing that we have to do. I told you I was going to make a little game for you, and I'm going to have it on the screen here for when the video is uploaded. I'm going to try to figure out how to do that. But I want
I think
you.
Just try. Are you able to share your screen?
Well, I didn't get to make the actual board. I was trying to do that, and it done messed up everything. But I'll repeat it as much as I have to.
Mm-hmm.
To let you know, because I'll just show you this, but it says the team name on it.
Oh.
So I wouldn't forget. But anyways, we're doing a little game called Guess the NFL Lineup, based off of where the college is that the player's from.
Okay.
So it's literally just like the main skill positions on offense.
Okay. QB or no?
Yes. Yes. Okay. So it's one QB, one running back, 3 receivers, and 1 tight end.
All right.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and do our first team here. We got our quarterback from Wisconsin, running back from North Carolina, wide receiver from Alabama, wide receiver from SMU, wide receiver from Utah, and tight end from UCLA. Dylan, what team is this?
The fucking Denver Broncos.
Yes, it is. That
you
is
gave
correct.
It away by doing your quarterback from Wisconsin. There's only one starting quarterback from Wisconsin right now, and that's Russell Wilson.
All right, all right, all right.
Unlimited. Blake
Mr.
Forty's team of best
there.
That's funny.
All right, let's do this next team. Second lineup. Quarterback, Georgia. Running back, Florida State. Wide receiver, East Washington. Wide
the
receiver.
LA Rams.
Damn, I didn't even get to finish it. Is that your final answer?
Yeah, because it's Georgia quarterback, Matthew Stafford. East Washington is Cooper Kupp. That's easy.
All right, all right, all right.
Can't make your Florida State, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, I got one more on here. If you get this one quick, I'm going to make one on the fly. All right. Last lineup. I actually almost just said the team. I had to catch myself. Quarterback, NC State. Running back, Alabama. Wide receiver, Ohio State. Wide receiver, Penn State. Other wide receiver, Ohio State. Tight end, Virginia Tech.
Quarterback, NC State. Wide receiver, Ohio State. Running back, Alabama.
Yep.
NC State. I thought this was easy. No, I thought I had who it was, and then I second guessed myself. Oh, no, it's the Las Vegas Raiders.
Is that your final answer?
No, there's nobody from Ohio State on the Raiders. Hold on. I really thought it was the Saints, but
Ooh, this one threw you for a loop. Is the Saints an answer? Could
hold on,
be.
there's not a lot of Ohio State receivers right now. Oh, is it the Indianapolis Colts?
Is that your final answer?
Indianapolis. No. Gone. Oh man, you got me. Oh, I know where it is.
What is it?
Washington Commanders.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Your answer is correct.
Whew, only took me 3 tries, but I had to put together who had an Ohio State wide receiver and an Alabama running back, and then I came to the conclusion Brian Robinson and Scary Terry.
Yep, and then Jacoby Brissett. You got Curtis Samuel, Dotson's from Penn State, and then Logan Thomas is from Virginia Tech. I'm gonna go ahead and pause this recording real quick, and we'll be back here in like less than a second with one more. All right, guys. Well, Dylan knows his colleges very well in the NFL, and I had a couple, but I decided that they were too easy. So we're gonna really throw him for a mind, just an absolute mind fuck on this one. And we're gonna switch this to NBA for one last one. Just
Terrific.
because he told me that he wouldn't be able to guess them.
This just
Dylan,
starting five?
yep, starting
Okay.
five.
All
All right, Dylan, are you ready?
right.
All right, the starting point guard of this team went to Washington.
Okay.
Shooting guard went to
Is there any
Gonzaga.
magic? The only starting point guard from Washington I can think of is Markelle Fultz.
All right. One last one. One last one.
Will try, but you will not succeed.
One last one.
I have failed you, Anakin.
Okay. No, I can't do that. Wait. Okay, here we go. Let's do. No, that's a given.
It's over, and I can have the high ground.
You do have the high ground right now.
Okay.
All right, I got one. Point guard, Wichita State. Shooting guard went to Duke. Small forward went to Indiana. Power forward, Florida State. And then center, New Mexico State. Who is that starting five?
Boston Celtics.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is not correct. I will let you get another guess.
Duke shooting Wichita State point guard.
I remember when he popped
From
off in the March Madness, the Wichita State.
Duke? Oh, Wichita State.
Yes. I actually never even noticed that this the shooting guard went to Duke. But he's a very good player.
What was the Indiana? So
Indiana
who
was a
here?
small forward. Florida State was the power forward.
Florida State, and then what was the center?
New Mexico State. Your friend Nick actually knows the power forward pretty well.
Yeah, is this the Toronto Raptors?
Yes, it is.
So the Scotty Barnes?
Yep.
Yeah. Who's Wichita State? Is that Fred VanVleet?
Yep.
Wow.
He had a couple crazy games in the tournament.
I'll have to go back and watch those. I didn't even realize that.
Only reason I remembered is because I remember I thought his name was so crazy at the time. I'm just like, who is this dude?
Yeah. Unreal. That was a fun game,
But
though.
yeah. And next episode, it's gonna be full of different kind of games. I already
Yeah, I'll
got a
have a
whole
game.
list planned out, and
I'm gonna have a
then
game for you too.
I'm excited for it. Did
Yeah,
you already
fun
think of
games.
it?
Yeah.
All right, I'm down for it.
But no tease until Monday's episode.
Yep. Exactly. And hopefully we can get someone on.
Yeah.
Spice things up so we have more
Maybe
than one person answering each game.
make a few phone calls.
Yes. But all right, guys, that's gonna do it for this episode. Thank you guys for watching. If you made it all the way through on this one, Dylan, I appreciate you hopping on your long car ride to Chicago.
My pleasure.
And thank you, Gabby, for allowing Dylan to record. That also means a lot. I know she doesn't hear me right now, but nor will she probably listen. But until next time, guys. Dylan, you want to close them out?
Yeah, so please gamble responsibly and please call 1-800-GAMBLER if you or a loved one may have an issue. Love you guys.
Peace.